This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is Thursday, September the 7th, and here we go, buddy.
I really, you know, like there's been this sort of media falling in love with Fonnie Willis. I don't know if you've seen a
lot of this. They're fawning over Fonnie. Yeah. And it turns out, like, she wrote a letter, Tom, and this was a love letter, Cecil? Was it a love letter?
I don't know, Tom. Jim Jordan is trying to sort of put the screws to her, right? They're trying to, what every Republican wants to do at this point is disrupt the DA that is in Fulton County from continuing on with this case to try to get Trump on RICO charges and 40 other charges.
And isn't it telling the intensity of the pressure that they leverage against Fonnie Willis that they are not leveraging against Jack Smith?
Yeah.
That they are not leveraging in the other cases. Now, granted, the other cases are federal cases. So I think they're like, all right, I don't think we can play over here.
They did try to, didn't they try to get the Justice Department to come in and answer questions too, just a little bit? I don't know that they were successful.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not interfering. I'm just saying like, there feels like, and this is totally a subjective call, I don't know if it's true, there feels like there's a much heavier pressure campaign.
Yeah, man. Well,
and like, is it because she's a black woman?
Could be because she's a black woman.
Because I think it's because she's a black woman.
Might be because she's a black woman.
This is my guess, is that she's a woman that's black.
She sent a letter, and we're going to talk about this. I just got this from Sarah, who works for us. She sent it to us maybe half an hour before we started recording. And you were on your way here, so you didn't get a chance to see it. But this is your first time reading it. So we're going to actually read from the Hill. This is an article that came through just a little bit ago. Fonnie Willis accuses Jordan of illegal intrusion into Georgia Trump prosecution in scathing letter. And so Tom's just going to read this to everybody.
Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fonnie Willis penned a scathing letter to House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan after he asked her to turn over all documents related to her prosecution of former President Trump and 18 others on charges related to election interference.
Like, on what?
Like, who the fuck are you, dude?
I sent it over to me.
Who the fuck are you?
I order it.
Get the fuck out of here.
The 9-page letter.
I'd fucking photocopy my nuts and I'd send that over to me. Are you kidding me?
I would leave that unread. You know what I mean? Just like,
I'd fucking send Jim Jordan to spam from that point on. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
The 9-page letter, it turns, accuses Jordan of offending constitutional principles with your attempt to interfere with and obstruction this office's prosecution, suggests he buy a book on racketeering prosecution at the price offered for non-attorneys, and cast a response as voluntary as settled constitutional law clearly permits me to ignore your unjustified and illegal intrusion.
Yes. Oh, so
good. That's delicious.
It's so good.
Then she's quoted as saying, your attempt to invoke congressional authority to intrude upon and interfere with an active criminal case in Georgia is flagrantly at odds with the Constitution, Willis wrote in a letter first reported by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and also obtained by The Hill. Quote, there is absolutely no support for Congress purporting to second guess or somehow supervise an ongoing Georgia criminal investigation and prosecution. That violation of Georgia's sovereignty is offensive and will not stand.
I love it. Stay in your lane, Jim. Get back in your lane, Jim.